Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Struck well to center field, and this one's going to go. Gone. And just like that, it's 3-0. Hammers this one to left, and guess what, folks? This is not coming back.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'm literally sitting here looking at highlights from the Giants game, and there's a Marlins player who struck out against Spencer Bivens kind of halfway through the game. I think this was fifth or sixth inning, and he did the old, like, break the bat over his knee thing through his helmet in frustration. And when I'm looking at that, I'm like, see? Well, like, why were the Marlins, in the midst of a whatever season and a whatever game on a Thursday, why were they so jacked up? I don't know. I have an idea. Maybe it's because you told everybody in front of a microphone that you're going to start hucking balls at them tomorrow before you even did it. So the Marlins came ready for the heat. They brought the heat. They win 12-5. Giants embarrassed in a sweep this week.
Yeah, that's Dane Myers, who, you know, he can flat out rake, okay. He says, as he tries to Google Dane Myers. I do think it's partly what you're saying, where, you know, and it was a very hittable pitch. It was a breaking pitch out over the middle of the plate, and he swings and misses. But every Marlin, after they heard the comments from last night and after their teammate got intentionally thrown at in the first inning, they are ratcheted up. It's like, you know, it's a automatic rivalry, and you're automatically fired up, and you're not that you need motivation to try harder in a game, but yeah, when you swing and miss and you strike out, you're going to be extra frustrated because you wanted to be a part of the hit parade against a team that kind of showed you up early in the game.
Well, when I think Giants frustration, and in fact, a lot of times when there's games like this, one of the people I will text is none other than Butcher Boy, Joe Shasky. He's joining us right now on the River Islands guest line, maybe to get it off his chest a little bit too. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, fellas? Wow. I mean, the Marlins, dude. 97-03. A few years ago, Lou Brinson making Hunter Strickland break his wrist. And now this. I mean, I thought we turned the corner after the Red Sox. And they gave up 11 hits Tuesday. I think 13 or 14 hits Wednesday, which is last night. And then 11 again today. I mean, we have 40 hits in a three-game series? It's crazy.
8 runs per game for the Marlins in this series. And for me, Butch, you know, like, it's baseball. They're professionals too, even though we haven't heard of any of them. So there's the baseball side of it. But I don't understand what just took place, where it's like you get hit by pitches for a few weeks, and then you decide the Marlins are the ones where you're going to take it out on, and you're going to tell them about it beforehand? I didn't understand what just took place.
Well, you're going to hit the third batter of the game? I just, there's two outs. You're in the first inning. It's a young pitcher in Hayden Birdsong who the last couple starts haven't been great. It's not like we need to just put guys on for free. You're already doing that as a staff the last couple of days anyway. Like, I understand the whole, like, retribution and trying to, you know, get one back for the Gipper. It's 2025. I mean, it's 2025. Like, we got to move on this. And this team needs to get out of some of these innings without base runners on. I thought it was bizarre. I listened to Guru before we were leaving the station today. You know, Guru's, we got to hit somebody. And I go, Guru, like, this isn't 1988. I never am going to be like, you got to hit a guy throwing 100 miles an hour, especially when you're a young player who's not established like Birdsong. I just thought it was terrible. And then next guy gets on, boom, three-run home run. You're down 3-0. Like, okay, I'm glad we got that off our chest and hit someone. I mean, what good did that do?
Yeah, I might do some good if you were intentionally thrown out, but I look at the game last night, Butch, and it was an 0-2 curveball.
Exactly.
And then the next pitch, it's clear that their reliever had no command of the zone, and it's unfortunate. You've been hit 8 more times than you've hit the opponents, but if you look at the league average, they are dead on the number in terms of how many times they've been hit by pitches. And the thing I was saying to Mark is, if you do want to send a message, why don't you wait until later in the game and wait until you got a guy throwing 102
exactly.
and put one in somebody's ribs?
Exactly. There's a time and a place, and you don't do it to the three-hitter so that you get the four-hitter up, you know, in the first inning of a game. I guess just the whole thing was bizarre to me. But that's not why the Giants lost this series and not where they're at right now. They're at where they're at right now, guys. It looks like their pitching looks really tired. Just for whatever reason, you know, I thought Logan Webb was good yesterday, but for whatever reason, their pitching has kind of hit a wall here. Robbie Ray hasn't looked as good the last couple starts. Verlander, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I think Peyton Birdsong is a young guy who looked like he just didn't really have great command today. Camilo Duvall, I mean, do you trust the fastball or not? It's a pretty straightforward thing. I mean, my God, 10,000 sliders last night. And then situational hitting with runners in scoring position. How many two-out hits did the Marlins get with a runner on? Over and over and over again. And then Matt Williams, I mean, my God.
Oh, man.
Green light, red light. I mean, and here's the hard part I have with this. Like, Matt Williams is a legend. Like, he is a Giants legend. And everyone, fire him. Like, can we cut the brakes a little? Maybe take him off of third base. I don't want him and Pat Burrell fired. Give me a break.
Yeah, I'm not in the fire anybody mode, but here's what my read on the Matt Williams situation. I don't think Matt is suddenly a dummy or doesn't understand
exactly
whether or not somebody can score. I think we've seen this on and off throughout the whole year with the Giants, which is that their staff does not believe that the next guy can get a hit.
They
just don't.
No.
They don't. This is why they bunt. This is why they're sending runners. Their belief is it's more likely that somebody else in the outfield is going to make a bad throw than our next hitter is going to go get a hit.
That's 100% it. I think you're 100%. And I think that they're emphasizing this in between innings, in between games. Like, this is what coaching staffs talk about during the dead period when everyone's playing defense. Like, I'm 100% with you. Like, look, I love the Flan Man. Everybody loves Flannery. I watched him get Buster Posey thrown out, I felt like 5,000 times early in his career. I'm not kidding. Look it up. I remember it vividly. And I love the Flan Man. These things happen throughout a time. It's just this team right now is driving me nuts. Look, are there some silver linings? Yeah, I think Adames has actually looked really good.
Yep.
Like, I really do. I think his swing looks better. His approach looks better. Defensively, he's looked way better. So maybe he's more comfortable to the field. Jung Woo Lee, these at-bats today were the best they've been in a while. You know, Devers looks good. There are some silver linings. A.C. Schmidt has been awesome. I know we got to see what's going on with the wrist. But, like, I mean, I'm grasping at straws here, fellas. I don't even know. I'm just
No, it's all caps mode, and we love it. Joe Shasky here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. So normally you'd go to the South Side and you'd be licking your chops against Will Venables' team and the Chicago White Sox, but right now you kind of limp in. And I was asking Mark this before the show, Butch, what about Devers playing third? Would you want to see it? And are you getting the sense that Mark is that that's kind of a non-starter?
I don't think his groin is 100% healthy. If it was, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Look, I'm the guy who's saying in the offseason, I would look to try to lose some weight if I'm Devers and maybe slide over to second base. Like, I'm dead serious on that. Try it out. If it's so bad, you can always abort mission. Why not? I mean, at this point, I'm trying to get as many bats in the lineup as possible. I understand there's some risk and all that, like, but there's risk when he's running the bases. As Matt Williams gets thrown out by 500 feet the other day. So I'm open to anything at this point, Dibs. Here's the sucky part right now. Wilmer's ice cold, and Wilmer is a terrible defensive first baseman. He just is. He literally can't even hold guys on. He has to stay 2 feet off the bag because he's so slow bouncing and bouncing into defensive position after the pitcher goes to throw. Look it up. Look, like, watch it. It's crazy. And then they need Casey Schmidt back. Like, I can't believe I'm saying that sentence. But they need the high-priced guys. Like, they need their high-priced slash guys to play well. Adamas, Jungle Lee, and they need Chapman back. Bad. Like, bad.
Yeah, they do. They do. But I just, like, I hear all of your ideas, Butch, and I'm not against any of them. But I think to Dibs' point, the Giants' behavior is telling us that they are not going to put Rafi Devers at an infield position. They're just not going to. Like, first base, yes. But one of the positions that needs movement, they're just, if they're not going to do it today, they're not going to do it.
Look, the second, I think the most difficult position is shortstop, but there's an argument to be made. The second most difficult position is third base by far. If you just omit catching altogether as its own unique thing, almost like being a quarterback. So you're not wrong. Like, I'm not saying you guys are wrong, but they're so desperate right now. I mean, and the irony is Christian Kost, the at-bats haven't produced a lot. I think he's hitting the ball pretty well.
Yep.
I know that sounds crazy. He's hitting the ball pretty well, which, oh my God, on this team. I mean, Yaz has been on fire. Now he's cooled off a little in terms of fleshness. Like, this team right now has a bunch of guys that are going off you didn't expect, and then the high-priced guys just aren't performing. And I'm really worried about the pitching right now, guys. Like, that to me is the number one thing. You know, Landon Roop is in uncharted territory in terms of inning logs. Birdsong has never pitched at the professional level this deep. Last year was the first time he's gone into July and August this deep. Verlander, who knows? I don't know if Carson Wisenhunt is ready to contribute. Has he pitched this deep into his season ever? Like, I think they're in some trouble here with the pitching. I think they're like face planning to the All-Star break.
Sasky, you got some good energy today, but I'll be honest with you. I thought you'd be even more mad than you are.
No, I'm not, because let's take a step back. Like, a year ago, I wanted the GM gone. They didn't have, you know, a handful of players I even liked, you know? So right now they got Rafael Devers. I mean, what a great trade that was.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
He's got to play well, but what a great trade. Casey Schmidt, like, is balling right now. Ramos is balling. Ramos should be your all-star. Ramos is having a hell of a year. Like, I didn't see this coming. You know, the trade with Robbie Ray ended up being a pretty damn good trade after a horrible Mitch Haniger side. So, like, there's a lot of positive things to be happy with, and I'm trying to have perspective. Like, I really am, because this team was unwatchable for large stretches of the last 5 years. They're a fun team. They're maddening. They drive me crazy.
Yep.
But I have had more fun watching them in the last 3 months than I've had, I would say, since the pennant race of 2021.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But these three games, they were Gabe Kapler's revenge. I hope you understand that.
Oh, God.
I know.
That guy.
You see him in his white suit this week? Did you see that?
Of course I did. My boy, Cream the Barber. My boy, Cream the Barber, he cuts my hair. He also cuts Gabe Kapler's hair. And I'm just like, he loves Gabe. He's like, Gabe's a great guy. And I'm just, Gabe drives me nuts. He's just nuts. If you have to look in the mirror for 45 minutes before you come out of the clubhouse, whether you're Mike Tomlin lining up your beard or Gabe Kapler, I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Just go coach the team, dude. Let's go.
I did not know that Gabe Kapler got haircuts. I did not know that.
He gets lined up. I mean, it's called getting lined up,
yeah.
Mark. That's what the kids call it, you know. It's like Mike Tomlin. Your beard is that meticulous. I mean, come on, man. We're old. We wake up out of bed, we roll on, we put on some pants. Let's go.
All right, man. Go enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and hopefully this will get better in Chicago this weekend.
Full disclosure, it's LJ and me downstairs in the basement. I just ordered Shake Shack for the two of us, and Mom's not coming home till late because she's got a work thing. So
yep.
It's cheeseburgers and french fries, baby.
Atta baby.
It's good parenting right there.
I told you Thursday's the best day of the week. This is the stuff that happens on a Thursday. It's a pseudo-Friday.
And guess what? I'm pulling a stretch five next week, Dibs. You're going to be real happy. The Warriors might acquire me. I'm so stretch 5-y.
I like it. And you mean around the fourth, right?
Oh, come on, baby. Yeah. Got to have the third of off, course. The fourth okay. off, yeah. Yeah. fifth, sixth. I might even wrap around to the seventh. You know, I'm just kind of testing the waters. You know?
I like it.
Like Bed Bath & Beyond in old school. I don't know if we have time. I got to see what my schedule's looking like. I got to do a streak this Saturday, both with you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm glad you used it appropriately, because the only time it's a stretch, whatever, is when it's around a day that you already get off from your
exactly.
job. Like, if you just take a Monday exactly. and a Friday, that's not a stretch four. That's you taking 2 days off. But when you stretch around a holiday that you already get, that's when it becomes a stretch five.
Well, Guru's got what we call the Moses. He takes 40 days and 40 nights to wander the desert in between showing up to work.
Well,
I mean,
100 people at a family reunion. I get it. I'm surprised he came back as quickly as he did.
Dude, and then he has the Jerusalem Cruisers where he'll wear the jeans with the, like, see-through open-toe shoes and the cutoffs. I go, dog, what are you wearing? I love you, Guru. Oh, my God.
It's absolute perfection. All right, buddy. Go have Shake Shack and watch the second round of the draft.
God, the draft is so bad. Have a good one, guys.
All right, see you, Shasky.
Shasky.
All right, there goes Butcher Boy.
Yeah, I also had him as a little bit more in the all caps angry mode. I mean, he's clearly mad. You're mad. We're all frustrated. If you do take that step back, and maybe we'll do this tomorrow or whatever, they're still in the wild card spot. They're still above 500.
Yeah, like,
so
I'm not,
I know it's not time to get a 10,000 foot view of this. Right now, it's visceral, it's raw, it's real, and you got swept by the Marlins.
But this is not even, like, here's my thing. This isn't even about the baseball. Yeah, I'm not, you know me. Like, it's June. For crying out loud, we perfectly hit the halfway point of the season today. This was the game 81. So we are halfway through this thing. There's plenty of time. I think the Giants have the roster to compete. I think they will compete. I think they're probably a playoff team. And then we'll go from there. Yes, they've made wonderful moves. Rafi Devers is on the team. Did you see how far he hit that ball today? Multi-hit game, including a 400-something foot home run. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. This is more about the behavior of the last 24 hours. You know I hate using this word in sports media
yep.
and sports reaction. I hate it because I think it's so overused. But this was kind of embarrassing. And I don't mean the final scores. I find it absolutely unfathomable that a couple of guys would get hit by pitches in the ninth inning of a 4-2 baseball game. You rally to tie the game. You killed your own rally by sending a guy home when the ball was already in short left field. And then because that rally was started by two hit-by-pitch situations, you go into the locker room after the game and tell the world that you're mad and you're about to hit the other team. And then you do it and blow the next game also, largely because of it. That is wild behavior by a veteran team.
Right.
That's absurd.
And it's out of character for what you think and expect from this Giants team. And, you know, last night, the way that thing unfolded in front of your eyes, where you had another base running situation, another guy gets cut down, and then you go out and you blow it. And I think Butch is right about Doval. What happened to the fastball, kid? You used to throw 99 and 100, and now you're just sliderific. All you do is throw that slide piece. It's like last year all over again, where he has lost confidence in his number one pitch, and so he's not even pitching backwards. He's not throwing the fastball. Then today, you're all mad, and so you take it out on them in the first. Yeah. You fall behind, and you get embarrassed by a young, not very good team. They put up a 12 spot on you, Mark. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. 24 runs in three games, and I still haven't heard of any of their hitters. None of them. That's the youngest team in the league. And they have no one who scares you.
Well,
no one.
They do now.
Nope.
You should be scared. They put up a 12. They put up a dozen on you today.
Yeah, that's on you. I'm not giving them credit for anything. That's you getting in your own head and throwing a bunch of meatballs up there. And maybe this is unfair, but watching Sean Jelly give up four runs on five hits in it, like essentially this game was still in the balance, and he went out there and turned a close baseball game into a complete laugher to the Miami Marlins. So maybe this is unfair, but the last few times out, he has looked very shaky. I'm going to put Sean Jelly over here on the whatever list until everything surrounding him has been figured out. Because I get it. He is probably wildly distracted right now. I understand. I have no idea what the hell's going on with him and his family situation. But when it ends up on social media, that is a grab your Adam's apple moment. And either one of two things is true. Either Sean has done some things that are completely inappropriate, or quite frankly, his wife has. Like, either he did something or she's upset and put it on social media when he's a public figure, and it's all bad. It's all bad. And now you're out here gas canning games against the Marlins in the eighth inning. It's just like, dude, let's go find someone in the right minors until we figure this out, because I get it, dude. It's super distracting to be at work when stuff like that's going on with your family.
I don't know how you go about doing your job when you've got that level of distraction. And I'm just thinking about what broke while we were talking to Butcher Boy, that Justin Tucker has been suspended the first 10 games of the upcoming NFL season. Yeah. And I'm not comparing what Sean Jelly is alleged to have done to Justin Tucker, because Justin Tucker's allegations are closer to Deshaun Watson. But the distraction factor, Justin Tucker had a bad year last year, and we didn't know why until the news broke later in the year. And it's like, yeah, how do you perform as a professional athlete when you have all these things going on in your life?
That's an interesting comparison. I have no idea if Justin even knew that this was coming. Like, Justin Tucker, you compare it to Deshaun Watson, it is that kind of a situation. Maybe he knew it was coming, and that was distracting to him. He's also getting a lot older. So, you know, maybe he just kind of hit a wall.
Maybe.
But by the way, he doesn't have to worry about kicking field goals anymore. That career's over. It's over.
Yeah. And
nobody's signing a kicker who's on a 10-game suspension for, you know, massage gate round two, and, oh, by the way, wasn't kicking the ball very straight anymore anyway. That's a wrap.
And it might be a wrap on his Hall of Fame candidacy, depending on how this all comes out. Because very few kickers get in, but he was going to be one who got in, for sure.
I mean, he was, by metrics, the most accurate kicker in the history of ever. I don't know if he still is. But, yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? The line is very fine when you're a kicker, because it's just easy for people to kind of dismiss and forget. Like, you're a kicker. You know what I mean? You're not an NFL player that creates memories for people. It's just like, dude, like, kick the ball straight. Nobody wants a distraction on special teams. Coaches are like, no. We've watched them, you know, the Kaepernick situation. Nobody wanted a distraction at quarterback. You don't get to be a distraction if you're a kicker. You know what I mean?
Right.
What the Niners do with Tabor Pepper this year?
Exactly. Gone.
And I mean, there's a lot of people who think that was Debo's fault. But Kyle Shanahan came out and was like, yeah, Pep overreacted a little bit, and gone. Both of them, quite frankly. But, yeah, like, they're not doing that. So that's the end of that. But anyway, I don't know, man. I find this whole thing really frustrating, and it's not because the Giants just lost another baseball game today. I just, like, I'm having the hardest time understanding how a group that's this veteran just kind of handled it this way. This is like, I mean, look at the Padres and Dodgers from a week ago. This thing finally came to the forefront because the managers came out and started belly bumping each other. But meantime, for four games, they're hawking the ball at each other to the point where it got to Tatis and Shohei. This is the highest levels of the game. And I don't think that people in the public knew what was going on.
Not until game four.
Not until it happened and the managers started belly bumping each other. And then we had press conferences about it. And then Schilt was like, this is ridiculous. We're not doing this anymore. But that was all after the fact. Can you imagine if Schilt was like, all right, so we've had a few hit by pitches over the last 3 weeks. We're probably coming at Shohei at 7:10 tomorrow night.
Stay tuned.
Everybody be ready.
Exactly. Like,
can you imagine? It would have been thrown out before you even started the game.
Yeah.
And we're doing
suspended.
This with the Marlins?
Yeah.
I still don't even know the name of the guy we threw at. What's his name? Exactly.
It was Otto Lopez.
Otto
Lopez, that's right.
Used to play for the Warriors, right? Yeah, Otto Lopez. I mean, what? Good God.
Is he the guy who's a former Giant? The Marlins have a guy who was with the Giants, but never. He was in spring training, and he never made it to the big club.
Really?
I heard Flem talk about it in the opener of the series. I was like, that's something I should remember, but.
The Marlins have somebody who used to be with the Giants?
Yeah.
But never made it to the big club?
He got cut right at the end of spring training.
Was he a pitcher?
I'm not sure. Maybe a hitter. He was a Marlin, I know that. It's one of those tidbits I caught earlier in the week and tried to remember it, but didn't.
It might be Otto Lopez. He played with the Sacramento Rivercats in 2024 for two games.
There you go.
Otto Lopez.
There you go.
So that's why they dotted him. It's all making good sense now.
Yeah, they've had it with him.
Taylor Swift has a song called Bad Blood, and I believe the blood was bad going back to those Scottsdale days.
Coming up next, we're going to read names from the dictionary, I'll tell you what, we'll get a roster from, the G League and the Marlins, and then we'll play Marlin or not.
This could be fun. Yeah. Marlin or 2025 NBA draft choice.
I like that.
Okay.
Second rounder or Marlin? I mean, hell, we could do first rounder or Marlin.
Exactly.
Eric Wegeman.
I think he was a small forward at Tulane. I did that on purpose. God, Grandy. Eric Wegeman.
Super annoying week.
It's not over.
No.
And I guess today is the best day of the week. Hey, you gave up a 12 spot and you dotted a Marlin.
It's a great day. I get to go home and make cheeseburgers for the kids, and we don't have to watch the Giants and get mad at their at bats with runners in scoring position.
And the Warriors have two picks
tonight.
Inside.
Kids, stay up late.
One round.
We got two people you've never heard of are about to be Warriors, not just one. Here we go, everybody. I guess it's a bad time to advertise that the second round of the NBA draft is tonight.
Oh.
And Mark Grandy and Evan Giddings are going to be covering it all the way from 6 to 8 o'clock. It starts here in a half hour. We'll start with you. I think the Suns have worked their way to being on the clock. Is that correct? I saw Shams an hour ago being like, well, the Suns are preparing to take somebody. And he named him. I'm like, don't say it out loud, Shams. Somebody might jump them. And then I realized they had moved all the way up to the first pick. So you can go ahead and start talking names when you have the absolute first pick. So we'll have that. Grandy and Evan will have 6 to 8. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're here for your phone calls, especially you frustrated Giants fans. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dibs.
Allen lined into the gap in left center. And that will score at least one and probably two. It's going to go all the way to the wall. And Otto Lopez is going to round third and come home without a throw. 7-5 Marlins. And that one's a liner into left. So that's going to be another two-out hit to score another run. Wagamin comes in. Connor Norby with the RBI single. 8-5 Miami.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
You don't want to play the next at-bat and the next at-bat and the next at-bat.
Too many highlights to get.
Damn merry-go-round in the eighth inning for the Marlins today. 12-5.
Yeah.
Lord. By the way, can we explore a different part of this, which is probably what we would have said if there hadn't been another game before we started our show today, but off of last night, I really, like, there to me, there's a psycho analyzation sensation.
Oh, wow.
That might need to take place
Cha-ching!
With the Giants coaching staff. I don't want to come after Matt Williams for sending these guys. Like, I get the calculated risk. To me, here's the bigger issue. You know, in both cases, he was trying on Tuesday night, he was trying to tie a game in the middle to late innings. And then last night, he was trying to win a game. He's trying to win a game in the bottom of the ninth. But if he holds him, you got a runner at third with only one out. And Christian Cost, or as our producer Lucas calls him, which is my new favorite thing about the Giants, he calls him Chris Cost.
That's incredible.
He'll make you jump.
It's a five.
It is. It really is. It changed
the Christian, rare five.
It changed Christian Cost for me. Because about a week ago, when he kept grounding into double plays with the bases loaded and making errors at second base, I was about ready to Harrison Ford that guy. Which, if you know me, that means get off my team.
Right.
But now his name is Chris Cost, and he's getting hits, and I'm like, all right, that's kind of fun. But anyway, the larger point is, Matt, are you sending people because you have, like, zero faith that the next guy's going to be able to get a bat on the ball? And you'll never admit that. But then again, like, admit that. Because Bob Melvin kind of admitted it to us the other day.
He flat admitted it.
He flat said Matt Williams is sending somebody home to try to tie a game. And, yes, you do that when your team is struggling with the bats.
Exactly. Well, and so he's done that.
Yeah, we got a problem. We got a problem if you're sending people from third base hoping for a bad throw because you're pretty sure that the next guy's not going to be able to get a bat on the ball.
And the thing about it is, last night, you got the bad throw. The catcher had to go two or three steps to his left,
yep.
to the left. He goes over and gets the ball and looks up and realizes, I got a little time here. And he saunters over and applies the tag. So you got the bad throw, but he was so out. So out.
You needed it to be even worse.
You needed it to be, like, in the dugout bad.
Dude, and this wasn't, like, I got it when I did understand. When Ramos hits the extra base hit, this is now going back to Tuesday night. It's 3-2. I can't remember what inning. Fifth, sixth inning, something like that.
You're at this game.
I'm at the game. Ramos nails the ball down the left field line, and I get it. Like, in that moment, you're like, okay, it lands on the line. The ball's heading into the corner. I'm like, I think they, like, you got to try to tie the game right here. They send Devers. He's out by a mile.
It was fifth inning, two outs.
Okay. Yeah. There's two outs.
Wilmer Flores was on deck, though.
Wilmer Flores, who is struggling, but Wilmer's on deck, and you're sending him because you're like, we need yet another hit. We need another hit. But last night, you didn't even need another hit. You hold Jung-Hoo Lee. You just need a fly ball.
Which they don't do, but they're allowed to.
Chris Cost just did that.
And you can go with the old safety squeeze-a-rooney. Oh, and if you look at the numbers, I believe after today, they're now third in baseball in sacrifice hits.
Which
they love to bunt.
Which also tells me, though, and I went off on this earlier in the year, there are some, not all, but some of the bunts have felt a little bit like you're doing that because you don't think that they can generate a hit. But, dude, if I'm playing the percentages, the chances of Jung-Hoo Lee scoring last night versus the chances of Chris Koss, who will make you jump, hitting a fly ball, there's a much better chance of Chris Koss is going to make you jump and hit a fly ball than Jung-Hoo Lee scoring on that base hit from Patrick Bailey.
Right, because the left fielder is basically playing deep short. And I'm watching the game on TV, and you see it go to left, you're like, yeah! And then my first thought was like, all right, he'll stop at third, because normally when you watch a game on TV, the high home camera on a base hit to left, there's a certain amount of lifting of the camera because the left fielder is usually deeper.
Right.
This one, all of a sudden, the left fielder's in the frame immediately.
Well, dude, it was a two-hopper right to him.
Correct.
It was a seed.
He was not only playing medium deep, he was playing shallow.
He had the ball before Jung-Hoo got to third.
Right.
You're not going to score on that play.
So we're going to wave him, and we're going to hope that they make a good throw, which they didn't. And even with the bad throw, he's still out by the usual 10 or 15 feet.
He was out.
He was way out.
Way out.
And
so out.
And this is where we talk about pressing, and that's why I asked Bob Melvin about pressing, and is Matt Williams pressing? And he liked the send 2 games ago, and I wonder how he felt about yesterday's send. And today, there wasn't even anything controversial about being a third base coach because you got run out of the building.
Here's Bo Mel last night on waving Jung-Hoo Lee home.
You talked about yesterday with Matt about being aggressive given how the offense had performed. Given that you had a little bit of momentum in the ninth inning, you would have had Lee third base, one out. Would you prefer that he threw up the stop sign?
Look, you were trying to win a game there and give him credit. You know, in left field, charge, it wasn't hit that deep, and he charged hard to get it, had to get it perfectly and make a good throw. So, look, we're trying to win a game there.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't buy it.
Well, no,
he didn't have to make a good throw because he didn't make a good throw.
Right.
And you were still out by 3 steps.
And Bob's answer tells you all you need to know, which is you're trying to win a game. Now, the real answer is no, of course we didn't want to send him there because the outfielder charged it and he wasn't that deep and we were out by 20 feet. But what's he going to say? Yeah, you know, Matt knows he screwed it up. He's not going to go full Shanahan on it.
I mean,
you know, like when Shanahan threw Steve Wilks under the bus, you know, he knows he can't do that. When Steve Wilks sent the zero blitz.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Right.
Matt Williams comes out with his own press conference. I can honestly say I have no idea if Jung-Hoo Lee is going to score on that play or not.
I can honestly say I don't have a stop sign.
Yeah.
My arm was cramping up, so I thought I'd loosen it up swinging it around.
I mean, the way to really do this, and it's a lot to ask because it is hard, but it is the job of the third base coach to get really, really deep. You got to get deep, which means get down toward home plate, and you wave them and then stop them because what you're doing is come around third so that I can see how that left fielder fields it. Does he field it cleanly? Does he get a perfect throw off? And if you do, then you put up the go, stop. Go back. You have time to get back to third base. It's a lot. It's a little bit of a dangerous play for the hitter, too, because you hit the brakes on that. You can, like, you know, that's how you pull muscles and stuff like that. So I get it. It's asking a lot. But, it was never a send. It was never a send. He fielded it cleanly. He came up with the throw. The ball beat him there by a mile.
And there's one out, which I think
one
is
out.
The point you were making, and the greater point is there's one out. And so you leave him at third, and you have 2 cracks to bring him home, literally one with one out, a sack fly or a safety squeeze, which you love to do. And instead you send him, now he's out, and there's 2 outs, and you go to the 10th, and you can't get anybody out, and you lose the game.
888-957-957 is the number. Let's go to Griffin in Concord. Hi, Griffin. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hey, how we doing? It's frustrating to get swept at home for sure. But, you know, just real quick, like, I'm not super frustrated about this now. You know, there's peaks and valleys to a season. They're collectively not playing that well, and they're frustrated, as it showed today. But I'm also grateful for this team now. Like, this fan base, a lot of these shows, the topics have been about having, you know, the roster frustrations and getting big names to the city and exciting players. And we've got that. We're building towards it really significantly. And they'll play better. And I'm excited about that. So that's it. That's what I got.
Okay, thanks. Griffin, I mean, super.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a mature response. And nothing that you said is wrong. And I've been saying this for weeks, even before Rafi Devers, like, you know, before Rafi was acquired, I told you that, you know, going down to a Giants game right now is cool. It is cool. No, I didn't tell you this. On Tuesday, when I took my younger son and my daughter to the game, she ran into half her high school.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At the Giants game.
That's pretty fun.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's summertime.
But my still. Point is like, this is what a lot of people who haven't been wanting to do this is now what they're wanting to do. The attendance is up. The energy in the building when you're there is up. I like that the frustration is up because the frustration is a result of expectation not being met. And so I like that the frustration is up. There's nothing bad to say about the view from 10,000 feet. There is something bad to say, though, about the view from 10 feet, which is, dude, why are you sending runners? You clearly don't believe in the rest of your lineup. And oh, by the way, why are you calling the Marlins team hotel to tell them that you're going to hit them the night before you're going to hit them? And by the way, why are you hitting them? Like this, you're mad. I get it. Casey Schmidt got hit. Elliot Ramos got hit. I understand that you're mad. So you're going to come after the Marlins? You're going to come after the Marlins. This is something that, like, they even said it. They're like, yeah, this has been going on for a few weeks. Well, it wasn't all the Marlins. They're just the ones who are here right now. And I would like to know, this is always my question. You and I have done this for years now, ever since you wanted to dot Aaron Judge.
Which they should have.
For not signing with the Giants.
What happened in that first at bat?
He hit a homer. But what?
Go on.
Yeah, but what happened today? A 3-run homer.
Well, the guy you hit He didn't hit a home run.
No, he didn't. But the next guy got a base hit, and then the next guy got a homer. Like, that's kind of my point. My point is if you want to hit somebody, go ahead, explain it to me, though. How is it going to be productive? What's it going to achieve? If your answer is, well, it's just going to make me feel less frustrated. Okay, that's fine, I guess. Then you're projecting. But, like, what is actually productive for your clubhouse and for the scoreboard in dotting a Marlin today?
I think...
And I would answer today, it blew up in your face.
Well, you did it in the wrong time. And I would think that the reason why you had Bob Melvin go out and say what he said and Logan Webb said what he said is because the hitters were clearly frustrated. And if you're a hitter and you get three guys hit, you know, Jung-Hoo Lee get hit and then Dom Smith got hit by a curveball, and then Casey Schmidt got hit by the very next pitch. The batters are a little fed up. So as a pitching staff, you do kind of have to have their back, because if the hitters are frustrated, and they are, and they're not only frustrated because the ball is hitting them and they're not hitting the ball. Right now the ball's hitting them more there than they're go. Hitting the ball.
Now you're getting
so, but the frustration is still there. And you're Casey Schmidt, and you're locked in, you're yocked in. You've been hitting great, and now you get your hand hit, and you may have a fracture, and you're mad. And so you get in that clubhouse, and, you know, it's palpable, and the pitchers are like, okay, we got you, Casey. We got your back. And that's the only way you can have their back.
I hear you, and you are 100% correct, but my issue is with the Giants hitters' anger. You're not mad at the Marlins, and you're not mad because you got hit by a pitch. You're mad because in this series, before today, you had 10 hits in two games, and almost all of them were singles.
And you were hit by pitch four times.
Yeah.
And they were hit by pitch zero times.
Yeah.
So that's part of it, too.
Right, but you wouldn't be mad at those four hit by pitches if you had been getting some hits and winning some games. But you're not.
You'd be less mad, but
you're
I'm with you.
You're 1 for 1,000 with runners in scoring position. That's why you're mad. That's not Logan Webb's fault. It's your fault. That's the issue I have. The issue I have is with any human being on the planet who gets mad at other people when they're actually mad at themselves. And that's what I think's going on here. The Giants hitters are frustrated with themselves. So now we're out here screaming and having hitters meetings and behind closed doors. Hey, how come you won't have our back? How come you don't have our back? Dude, you kidding me? Logan Webb hasn't had your back? This offense hasn't had Logan Webb's back his entire career. Score a run. Get a hit. Stop worrying about getting hit on the wrist, and how about drive the ball into a gap more than once a week? That's why you're mad. There's no question that's why you're mad. You're not mad at the Marlins. My God, you're mad at your stats. That's the issue right now.
I do think that there's part of it where you're also mad at getting hit by the pitch, but I'm with you. And, you know, today they were 2 for 9 with runners in scoring position, which makes them 6 for 33 over the last five, which quick math tells me that that's below 200.
And it's better than what it's been before that.
Correct. I mean, 2 for 9 today. And the one thing that they're not doing, and I'll use a football analogy, because we always talk about complementary football, where the offense has the ball for 14 plays in 8 minutes, and then the defense goes out fresh and they get a stop. And, you know, when the defense is not great, the offense picks them up and vice versa. The Giants right now are not playing complementary baseball, where you get a good outing from a pitcher, the offense can't hit. You get a bad outing and bad bullpen, like today, well, then the offense hits, but the pitching didn't hold up their end. So the complementary nature of this Giants team over the course of this homestand hasn't really been there, and that's where you start to get frustrations.
Would you guys feel differently if it didn't result in three runs? If they just two outs? If you're going to hit somebody, that's when you hit somebody. Two outs, nobody on.
I agree with you.
And then Birdsong got the next out.
Here's what I'll say, because you and Shasky agreed on this, Dibs. I actually don't agree that was the wrong time. I think that was, in theory, the right time, but it blew up in your face. But I have an issue with it either way, because you told everybody last night. That's what's stupid to me. I don't like...
But by telling everybody last night, you are the first to hit somebody. You know you're going to get a warning. They're going to get a warning. And then if the Marlins retaliate, they're the ones that get ejected.
Right, but the Marlins, like, you put them on edge before you needed to. You didn't need to let them know that today was going to be one of them days. You didn't need to do that. And they did that, and the Marlins played this game as if they were all ticked off. They played this game like a playoff game. They're pimping home runs. They're slapping bats over their knee. They're getting in Wilmer Flores' face. I mean, the Marlins, this is the most action I've seen from a Marlins game in 5 years. Why do you think that is? It's because Bob Melvin was on in their hotel room being like, yeah, we're going to throw at you tomorrow because we're kind of annoyed at the last 3 weeks of our lives, but you're the ones who are here. Like this, I mean, honestly, this is classically, you had a bad day at work and went home and took it out on your family. And they're like, what the hell's the matter with you? And you're like, I don't know, well, you're here. My boss isn't here. You are, so I'm going to yell at you.
Like well, that, well, you called home first and said, you better be
right.
careful when I get home.
Right,
when I get
them.
Home,
you called
yeah.
them.
Hey, honey, how's your day? I'll tell you what, in an hour, when I get right. through traffic, I'm going to be mad.
Did you cook dinner? Because when I get home, I'm going to tell you that it's overcooked.
No matter what.
And then we're going to fight about
I'm
it.
I'm
going to
be so mad when I get home. At me, you'll see. You'll see when I get home. You called your shot. And to your point, I think it's the telegraph nature that is the silliest to me because, you know, Grandy, if they just would have gone out and not made comments and then gone out and did what they did, first inning, you dot a guy, you probably still get both teams warned and you're probably in the same situation. Maybe if you do it right, you don't even get warned if you happen to hit a guy in the first inning because these things happen. Baseball players get hit by pitches.
Yeah, but you almost want to be the team that gets warned because then if anyone else retaliates, it's them that gets punished for it.
Right,
you don't get punished.
But the point that I have always made through the years, you retaliate by hitting the ball in the gap. You don't retaliate by hucking the ball at the other team.
Yeah, well, that's off the table for this team.
All it does is start a rally. That's all it usually does. Or placate you. And your own emotions. No one's ever been able to explain to me what dotting someone does other than placate your own emotions. I'd reject this. Oh, no, it knocks people off the plate. Well, did it? Did it? Did it scare the Marlins? Were they like, ooh, ooh, Hayden Bergstrom's thrown inside. We better not get comfy in the box. They just scored 20 runs in 20 hours at Oracle Park. It didn't make them uncomfortable at all. It got their attention. That's what it did.
He did it with Hayden Birdsong, which is what I was saying.
Well, he throws hard.
He doesn't throw as hard as Rodriguez. And you know what? If you got a guy throwing .200.
Rodriguez wasn't even available today.
Fine. You've got a number of different guys who can throw high, hard heat. That would maybe get you off the plate. And yes, it placates more than just your emotions. If you're a hitter on that team and you've been hit 4 times in the series, including 3 times yesterday, and you have had it up to here, then you want somebody to get dotted. You want somebody to feel like you feel. So there is that, and there is value in that. It's a risky thing.
Is there?
I think there's emotional value, sure.
Yeah.
Like, if you're Casey Schmidt, and you didn't play today, and you had an x-ray on your hand, and I don't believe that it showed a fracture.
No, it was
but
negative.
Your hand hurts.
Yeah.
You got a big old oven mitt of a hand because you got hit, and you can't play, and you've been hot as grease.
Okay.
And now you can't play. You probably feel a little bit better.
Yeah. Okay, great. So now everybody's kumbaya on their plane to Chicago after getting completely housed by the Marlins for 3 days. You know when their next off day is, by the way? Do you know when their next off day is?
It's probably the All-Star break,
it's
right?
It's freaking July 10th. They do not get an off day here. They're in Chicago tomorrow night. 4-gamer with Arizona starts Monday. Back to Sacramento for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after that. Then immediately home for Philly and the Dodgers with one off day between now and the All-Star break. That's it. That's the next time they get a day off. So this is all coming at them hot and heavy. And so, dude, they didn't need their emotions to be placated. They needed a win. Here's Bomel last night with John Shea calling the Marlins hotel to let them know that we got action on Thursday.
No, it doesn't feel great. You know, I was looking at the hit by pitch numbers the other day. It's not like we're extreme, but it seems like here recently we've been getting hit by some pitches and some of our key guys. So that doesn't feel too good, no.
Anything you can do about it with your pitchers coming back?
Not something I certainly want to speak about, but obviously we need in situations to protect our guys too.
Yeah, not something you can speak about.
John, you're an experienced reporter. We don't handle our business that way. That's not how I choose to do it. We're going to handle that by having better at bats and trying to win the baseball game tomorrow. But then, yes, go out and dot them if you want. Don't tell them about it.
I'm with you. I love Bob Melvin because he, like Steve Kerr in many ways, will give you a straight answer. It's not something that we go around talking about, but dun, dun, dun. We need to protect our guys.
But
we need to protect our guys. And how do you protect your guys? Do you have them go up there in like an iron suit? No, we throw out the other team. That's how we protect them.
It's crazy, man. I don't know too many times when I've seen a team have a press conference to let everybody know that there's going to be a benches clearing incident the next day. You planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, down the coast, make your first stop, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, drive-in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons. All right, we keep this going. 888-957-9570 is the number. We also circle back to the NBA because the draft, day two, is about to start, and the Warriors are involved this time. They've already made a trade today. They have two picks now, not number 41. They've got number 52 and 59. And we'll be all over that for the next 3 hours. 1 hour with me and Dibby, and then Grandy and Evan are going to take it from 6 to 8. That is all ahead here on Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.